Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And I think each of us, particularly in the context of a pandemic that's killing millions of people, you have got to look at it and say there comes a time when you do have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision.
Nice try, pal.
We can gather for Christmas, or it's just too soon to tell?
You know, Margaret, it's just too soon to tell.
I'm not listening.
When you tell people that there are alternatives, that if you do not want to get vaccinated, you're not going to work, I think that the emergent nature of what we're dealing with actually does justify that.
You're still not listening.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I truly believe that the mandates only divide us and only divide us more. From the standpoint of mandates, I don't believe in imposing upon our freedoms over and over and over.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We're broadcasting live today from Boca Raton. That's where we'll be for most of the winter. And we will be back up on video. We got audio today, but we'll be back up on video tomorrow. And we've got a lot to get to here today. There's so much sound. And so many stories to talk about from over the weekend, but I would be remiss. We also have some Biden. Biden spoke today. It's not one of his greatest moments, but we'll get to that as well as we go through the day. But first, I want to start off with the Let's Go Brandon montage from the weekend. And as you know, Let's Go Brandon. That's what NBC said they were chanting at Talladega. At the NASCAR.
Such an unbelievable moment.
Brandon, you also told me you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, that's what they were chanting. All right, let's go, Brandon. Well, let's go to the audio and listen to some more chants of let's go, Brandon. We'll start out our tour of the college stadiums around the country and the NFL, and at least one NFL stadium and a random bar or two as well. But we'll start out with Auburn. Is Auburn, I can't even keep these football conferences straight anymore. Is Auburn still the Southeastern Conference? I think it is. Okay, go ahead. Cut.
Joe Biden!
You heard it. I didn't know NASCAR had that big of a following in the Division I college football stadiums, but there it is. Let's move a little south to Gainesville, Florida, home of the University of Florida Gators. Cut 22. Quite as robust as Auburn. Let's move north. Who's in what conferences now, but the University of Kentucky, the Wildcats, or some years they're the Mildcats. But here it is. Here's their robust chant of let's go, Brandon. Cut 23. Now, as you know, the Jets were having a wretched year until yesterday. They're still having a wretched year, the New York Jets, and the Giants are too, but both of them won in overtime. And I like to think that the New York teams did a little better yesterday in overtime, exciting games, because of the chant at MetLife Stadium. Cut 24. The Jets have fewer, according to Facebook postings, the Jets have fewer uh, fans than any other NFL franchise. There's, what, 32 franchises? The Jets have fewer fans than anyone else. But they got the job done yesterday. Okay, moving down the Atlantic Coast Conference, one that I'm intimately familiar with. The NC State Wolfpack, or as I call them, the Wolfpacks in Raleigh. Cut 25. And now the team that Obama calls the Nittany Lions, everyone else calls it the Nittany Lions, of Penn State. Cut 26. I like that random one there at the end. Now we are in an unknown bar, in parts unknown. Just happened to be recorded here and put on social media. Cut 27. Well, that sounds like a big one. Maybe a stadium. Here's another unknown location. Just checking in. Cut 28. They got the good clapping going there. Now we come to the last one, the Wyoming Cowboys. Cut 29. So the only place we don't have anything from is the Pacific time zone. And I'll bet there was stuff going on. We just don't have it. But there it is. So it's spread from coast to coast. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour. But I want to mention a column today that I referenced earlier. And this is by a guy named John Tierney, who was around in the 1980s when the AIDS epidemic was around. He's a contributing editor of City Journal. And he wrote this piece, a flashback to Dr. Fauci's earlier career in panic porn. And you know, Ronald Reagan still gets blamed for the AIDS epidemic of the 1980s. And this is John Tierney in today's Wall Street Journal op-ed piece, Unlearned AIDS Lessons for COVID. In the 1980s, Fauci and Redfield, you see him on TV all the time too. He's the former boss of CDC, sowed fear about a heterosexual epidemic that never happened. If we had paid attention to history, we would have known that once a disease becomes newsworthy, science gets distorted by researchers, journalists, activists, and politicians eager for attention and power, and determined to silence those who challenge their fear-mongering. Boy, is that true. When AIDS spread among gay men and intravenous drug users 4 decades ago, it became conventional wisdom that the plague would soon devastate the rest of the American population. One early alarmist was, wait for it, Anthony Fauci, who made national news in 1983 with an editorial in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, that's the big boy of the medical profession, warning that AIDS could infect even children because of the, quote, possibility that routine close contact, as within a family household, can spread the disease. Sounds like not having Thanksgiving dinner with Grammy. After criticism that he had inspired a wave of hysterical homophobia, Dr. Fauci promptly pivoted 180 degrees, declaring less than 2 months after his piece appeared that it was absolutely preposterous to suggest that AIDS could be spread by normal social contact. So 2 months earlier, he had said that it could be spread by routine close contact, and then after he was called out on it, he said it was absolutely preposterous to believe what he had suggested 8 weeks prior. Other supposed experts went on warning erroneously that AIDS could be spread widely via toilet seats, mosquito bites, and kissing. Robert Redfield, an Army physician who would later direct the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention during the COVID panic, claimed that his research showed on soldiers showed that AIDS would soon spread as rapidly among heterosexuals as among homosexuals. He and other scientists became much-quoted authorities for the imminent, quote-unquote, heterosexual breakout, which was proclaimed on the covers of Life. Remember Life magazine? It was on its way out in 1985. Now no one is safe from AIDS. And The Atlantic in 1987, heterosexuals and AIDS, the second stage of the epidemic. One major study estimated that the actual risk of contracting AIDS during intercourse with somebody outside the known risk groups, i.e. homosexuals or intravenous drug users, was 1 in 5 million. But the CDC nonetheless started a publicity campaign warning that everyone was in danger. Again, sound familiar? It mailed brochures to more than 100 million households. And you know what's happened to people like Dr. Atlas and Alex Berenson and Marty McCary? They've been ostracized, excoriated, attacked. Same thing happened in the 80s. New York City's health commissioner, Stephen Joseph, in 1988, reduced the estimated number of AIDS cases in half. He had good reasons for the reduction. The correct number turned out to be much lower still, but he soon needed police protection. Activists occupied his office, disrupted his speeches, and picketed and spray-painted his home. I'll finish this when we come back, and we'll take some calls. 844-500-4242. I'm back in Florida now, but before I left, I made sure to have one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I don't go to anyone for dental work other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to my show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over Howie Carr Nation, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among other places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive work to veneers to anything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and it has plenty of free parking. Couldn't be any easier to get to Perfect Smiles. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. If you've been waiting for a year and a half to get your dental work done, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more painful and the more expensive it's likely going to be to get your mouth back in working order. Perfect Smiles can handle everything for you, and believe it or not, the new protocols they've installed make a visit more pleasant and less fear-inspiring than visits to any dentist used to be. Visit Perfect Smiles' site today at perfectsmiles.com. It'll be a pleasant experience for you, and your mouth will be back in working order in no time flat. That's perfectsmiles.com, and don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
The mothers of invention. Thank you, Taylor. Help, I'm a rock. Help, I'm a rock. Oh, one of the great ones. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Coast. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/HowieCar to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/HowieCar. goldco.com/HowieCar. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will anyone be prosecuted for filming Senator Kyrsten Sinema in the bathroom?
No, unfortunately, and we're going to get to that in a minute, what they could be charged with if we had any decent prosecutors left in this country.
95% don't think anybody will be prosecuted.
All right. Let me finish reading this piece by John Tierney, Unlearned AIDS Lessons for COVID. Another victim of the 1980s-style cancel culture was Dr. Michael Fumento, who meticulously debunked the scare in his 1990 book, The Myth of Heterosexual AIDS. He was forced out of two jobs, one as an AIDS analyst in the federal government. A lot of punishment for telling the truth, even 30 years ago. The AIDS fearmongers suffered few consequences for their mistakes. The false alarms were long forgotten by the start of the COVID panic, when the news and public policy were dominated by scientists who overestimated fatalities by a factor of 10 and erroneously warned that people could easily be infected by touching contaminated surfaces or breathing air outdoors. Aren't they still saying that, some of them? And by the way, we mentioned that last week, just in Minnesota as an example, they bought a refrigerated fruit warehouse in suburban Twin Cities area because they thought they were going to have 75,000 fatalities, 75,000. So they needed a refrigerated warehouse that used to store fruit in to store the corpses. Do you know how many they've had? They thought they were going to have 75,000. They've had 8,200. Fatalities. So that's about right, close to a factor of 10. While doomsayers got most of the attention, their attempts to curtail civil liberties union, like mandating universal testing to identify and isolate AIDS carriers, failed because of opposition from both the left and the right. And this is the key to what he's about to say. With COVID, though, skepticism is confined mostly to the right. That's the difference. The left now goes along with anything the state wants to do. The mainstream press and public health authorities have largely ignored or smeared eminent scientists who question the worst-case scenarios and the wisdom of lockdowns and mandates for tests, masks, and vaccines. Their legitimate challenges to COVID orthodoxy have been rejected by medical journals, denounced by the likes of Dr. Fauci, and censored by social media platforms. Like the Facebook has censored an obituary in the Portland newspaper Oregon Live that said a woman, a 37-year-old healthy mother, took the vaccine and died, and they censored it, they shadow banned it for a while, but they've rescinded it now. But can you imagine that they're censoring obits now? Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Howie, this weekend, Friday night, they had a big Stan concert in Mansfield, Massachusetts at the old Great Woods. And the lead singer, Aaron Lewis, come on stage and he goes, "I know this is Wokachusetts, but I'm going to try a little experiment and see what you guys think I'm saying." And he goes, "What I'm whistling." And he goes,
I heard a couple of people have texted me. Yeah, he did it again last night in Guilford, New Hampshire.
Yes. Not the whole crowd, about two-thirds of them were chanting it, screaming it, F Joe Biden. The people in front of me, I was doing it. They gave me a kind of dirty look, but I kept on. It made me do it a little louder.
And somebody else sent me something that in Staten Island yesterday in New York, there's a mall, and some of the women housewives, I guess, were in the food court, and they started chanting it because they're angry about the vaccine mandates in New York City. But they were chanting bleep Joe Biden too. So I guess I guess we could have hit a few more places. I think it's a national phenomenon. the way things are going, we're just going to have to do it. Devote more and more time on Mondays to the "Let's Go Brandon" chants. Let's go Brandon. I'm Howie Carr. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there's no denying it's an adjustment. So when the world gets too loud, I create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people, or to stay calm with some guided meditation. And let me tell you right now, no matter your soundtrack of choice, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. Raycons start at half the price of the other premium audio brands and sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your Raycon order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm going to try a little experiment here. In this amazing woketopia that we live in. It's Massachusetts. So let's see what we can do here. You ready, buddy? You can get it right this time. All right, let's try this out.
That was Mansfield, right? Mansfield, Massachusetts. And again, I guess he did it last night in Guilford. Even though the Patriots were playing the prodigal sons team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I guess they got a good turnout in Guilford too. And we're hearing about other places where the chant broke out. Let's go, Brandon. We're calling it the Let's Go, Brandon. Yeah. Someone says there was an outburst of the "Let's Go Brandon" chant in Concord, New Hampshire on Saturday. 1,500 anti-mandate marchers. 844-500-4242. If you want to give us a call, and our text line, as always, is text Howie to 63566 to join the text club. Text Howie to 63566 if you want to join. And I have a picture and a story that would be getting a lot more attention if the mainstream media was on the level. But I hold in my hand a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston. A former Boston police officer has been charged and agreed to plead guilty in connection with an ongoing investigation of overtime fraud at the Boston Police Department's evidence warehouse, Thomas Nee, 64 of
I'm
Quincy.
Shocked.
I know, we're all shocked. He has agreed to plead guilty of one count of conspiracy. This guy used to be the head of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, the BPPA. And according to the charging documents, from 2015 through 2019, Nee submitted false and fraudulent overtime slips for overtime hours that he did not work at the evidence warehouse. The reason I think this could be a bigger story than just the Boston, Eastern Massachusetts area is because if you Google Thomas Nee, Boston Police Department, and Joe Biden, and then hit images, you will see a picture of Tom Nee shaking hands with the then vice president as President Barack Obama looks on at the White House. This was a while back because, Obama's hair hasn't turned white yet. But he was, I guess, in one of these top cop programs. And so he was brought down, and Tom Nee looks very happy as he's shaking hands with the vice president. Because middle-class Joe loves cops. I'll leave it at that. But he's pleading now. Now Tom Nee is pleading guilty. The Joe Biden's dearest friend, and it's right out there. I hope the picture's going to be in the Herald tomorrow. But you know, I'm not sure. 844-500-4242. Shirley, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Shirley.
Hi, Howie. Great to go.
Thank you.
Hi. I remember with the AIDS thing, they scared us by telling us that the mosquitoes were going to, the infected mosquitoes would get us.
I remember, that Shirley, that, I mentioned that, and it jogged my memory, and I remember being really scared there. I don't know if scared's the right word, but being concerned, because everybody gets mosquito bites during the summer, right, if you're outside.
Of course, Yeah.
And it's not like, having a welt come up on you, or you know, hitting the mosquito and some blood coming out. I mean, you know, AIDS, that was a disease that could kill you dead, D-E-D, as the old time Boston city councilor used to say. They really tried. And it, you know, what's amazing, Shirley, though, is it was the same in many cases. It's the same people who are now trying to scare you with COVID, and it's just as fun. And it's just as phony as heterosexual AIDS was. Thanks for the call, Shirley. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. Chris in Portland, Maine. Love your show.
Thank you.
I had a bumper sticker this weekend and said, "In Fauci we trust."
In Fauci, there's got to be something more to it than "In Fauci we trust." Can someone really have a bumper sticker that says "In Fauci we trust"?
Would it be based on the Gene Shepard book "In Fauci we trust"? All others must wear masks.
There's got to be more to it than Chris broke up before we could get to the punchline. I think. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, hi, Howie.
Hi.
Oh, I just, I called you several times about the vaccine mandate, and I work for the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah. Right.
So I called the union person a couple weeks ago, and I was complaining, and I was explaining how all these people are coming all across the border without even having to be vaccinated, and that they're, Alexa, turn off. I'm so sorry. Anyway. So she didn't have no idea what was going on.
The union person had no idea that these people were coming across the border and that the Biden administration had admitted that 20% of them are infected?
Right. So I said, well, maybe we should find out what the hell's going on. It doesn't seem like much of a fight. Actually, I was forwarded to finding out how come the police union lost theirs. I'm like, well, that's neither here nor there. I mean, why aren't you? And then in the next step, they sent out a memo saying they're going to be hiring CNAs for staff positions for all the people that are going to be leaving.
Tell me what a CNA is.
Oh, it's a certified nurse's aide.
Okay. So not
a
nurse.
We have staff.
Okay.
No. But we have staff at the group homes, direct care staff.
Yeah.
So they're saying, as we keep losing people, they're going to hire through an agency these people, and are going to be paying them a lot more money. So what kind of help is that? People are very disgruntled.
I don't blame them for being disgruntled, but how many people do you think are really, I mean, like today, for instance, de Blasio, I think said in New York City said that, you know, once they threatened the teachers that I think 95 or 97% of them actually got the vaccination in the end. I mean, how many of your coworkers are actually going to not get the vaccination and are going to leave their jobs? I'm just asking this as a disinterested observer, you know, because, you know, I want to get an idea of whether the politicians are telling the truth or the people who are actually on the front lines.
Well, there's some like me, but I'm in a very small bubble in the whole system. So I don't know about everybody else, but I'm standing my ground. I have a problem with it anyways. I'm allergic. But the fact is, I'm trying to protect people, and they're not even, they're just like, well, we're going to get CNAs to come in there you go. Lose your job.
So you think the CNAs are actually going to end up making more than you when it's when all is said and done? Someone
well,
who's
not
as qualified?
CNA. I'm a nurse.
No, that's what I mean. But so you think the CNAs are going to end up making more than the nurses?
They're making quite a bit of money. Probably as much as me.
It's just amazing.
Yep, they're calling them in.
I drove, when I was leaving the remote we did at Aviva Trattoria in Malden on Friday night, we were driving by this this statue. It was a war memorial statue, a soldier, and it was on municipal property, and underneath there was this like a yard sign that was stuck into the grass under the statue, and it said, "The city of Malden thanks its nurses." And I thought to myself, this is how, after 18 months, nurses were heroes. Now they're just being discarded if they won't get the jab. It's just amazing. I mean, I wonder what the nurses think that have lost their jobs when they go by that sign that says the city of Malden. And it could be any city in the Commonwealth. It could be any city in the country. It could be any state says thanks its nurses. But we don't really thank our nurses, do we? 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I think Fauci was getting a bad rap. If he was so bad, Trump should have fired him. This idea that...
If Trump had fired him, you would have gone crazy. You would have said that Trump was fighting science. I mean, the fact is more people have died since Biden became president. So should Biden be tried as a war criminal?
Well, my second point to you would be...
Well, I'm asking you the question. So who's more responsible for what happened? I mean, Biden said he had a plan to end it, and more people are dead now than under Trump. So what was Biden's plan if so many people are dying?
Get people vaccinated.
But they've gotten vaccinated, and people are still dying, aren't they? And now he says you have to take more vaccines.
The people that are dying aren't vaccinated, Howard.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, Christopher.
I have one last question for you, please. When are you next going to have on Corey Lewandowski?
See you later. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, and it's not the vax, it's the mandates, and that's what nobody likes. But besides that, the reason I'm calling is that today is a great day that it's so rare that we get something to celebrate about. I'm going to party over this. Is that Facebook got taken down, man? Talk about poetic justice. Facebook kids.
Wait a second, Dave. Do we know if they were taken down, or was it just normal some kind of technical problems?
They'll never confess. Just like Verizon.
You don't care. You're just happy that they're down. Is that it?
Taken down.
Yeah. Well, they are down. I don't know if they're back yet or not. But that's
no. They're still down.
They're still down.
In fact, this blackout, whatever it was so bad the employees were locked out of the building because their badges don't work anymore.
Wow. And
they're sending
just
a manual team to California to manually reset their servers.
So, I mean, what is the speculation, Taylor? Is it industrial sabotage, or is it just one of these acts of God, as the insurance company
says? It does not seem like an act of God.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. Well, you know, I mean,
into too much more speculation than that. But groups with one letter of the alphabet in its name is.
They're taking credit.
Blame, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, it's ironic that this happens. Again, not that I'm a big 60 Minutes viewer, and I didn't watch the thing last night. I didn't even read any of the stories about it on the web this morning. But it's ironic that it happened the morning after this story appeared on 60 Minutes, saying that they didn't do what they should have done on a various number of issues, although some of them seem to be kind of bogus issues to me, actually.
Can you guess which 60 Minutes segment I watched last night?
Was there one on Frank Sinatra?
No, there was one on Tony Bennett.
I was close.
Very close.
I was close. 844-500-4242. Eden Pure is extending the BOGO offer for an extra week. With over 100,000 sold and counting, the Thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. It starts working in a matter of minutes to cleanse the air in your home to help you start breathing better.
So did you end up bringing the Thunderstorm down there with you?
No, we got some more ordered, though. We got two ordered for the condo that we've got, which
Great.
Is not that big of a condo, but we'll have it on either side. And we love it. And you know, you just go out to eat for a couple of hours, and you come back, and the place smells totally different. It smells totally fresh if you haven't been there.
So does your condo have a new window smell that you were dreading?
Yeah. There's some new furniture too. Actually, it does have a kind of a new smell to it that's not that pleasant. But when the thunderstorm gets there to our place, it'll be totally gone within a matter of hours. Find out what you've been missing. Get a Thunderstorm for yourself. Eden Pure guarantees the Thunderstorm to get rid of any odor or your money back. You have nothing to lose. And right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners this week only. That's right, buy one, get one free. Pet, kitchen, paint smells like we had last week in our office. Tobacco or basement smells are gone in no time with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Any smell you don't like will be gone. Your place will smell like the outdoors after a thunderstorm, thus the name. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 10th at midnight. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242-508 says, you mentioned some state converted a freezer for residents that were projected to die, but the deaths were overestimated. No, they predicted Minnesota. It's the state of Minnesota. There was a story about it at powerlineblog.com last week. They predicted 74,000 deaths. So they bought this giant refrigerated warehouse, a freezer warehouse. And so far, 8,200 have died. But the state has been totally locked down, more or less, except for rioters and looters in the wake of George Floyd. 844-500-4242. Beth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Beth.
Hi, Howie. I'm a nurse, and the man who called you earlier doesn't know what he's talking about. He must live in a bubble. I think most leftists have sort of a knee-jerk reaction.
Yes, they do.
They're not capable of critical thinking skills.
Yeah.
But I had a good friend, and I know this is just anecdotal, but she was vaccinated, and she got COVID, and she went to the hospital, and they intubated her. And when they intubated her, they infected her with a bacteria that gave her sepsis, and she died. I also know six women in the same office, not where I work, but a different office, who got the shot. And then within 6 months, all of them were diagnosed with breast cancer. So I know that maybe it was just a fluke or maybe it was something else in the office. But I think people are being very imprudent with this vaccination. There's not enough testing and there's not enough sort of long-term testing in order to figure out what happens to people when they get this sort of vaccination.
Beth, I'll read the obituary, the paid obituary that ran in the Portland Oregonian newspaper, and that Facebook or Twitter, I guess it was Twitter, took it down. Twitter took down the obit because they said it was contained false information. And speaking of breast cancer, probably not a connection, but Ron DeSantis's wife, who is not that old, she has three young children. She's been diagnosed with breast cancer today. And we wish her a speedy recovery and a recuperation. There are all kinds of stories about people are coming down with it after being vaccinated. And to say that it's an epidemic of the unvaccinated. She's right. Beth is right. I mean, it's just that's something that somebody who's who's either lying purposefully or just doesn't follow the news, just goes to CNN or MSNBC for news or the New York Times. That's nonsense. By the way, did you see President Trump is asking, written a letter to the Pulitzer Prize Committee in New York, saying that they should rescind the Pulitzer Prizes that were given to the Washington Post and the New York Times in 2018 for printing their deeply sourced stories that turned out to be 100% false. Ted, you're next with Howie Carr. Ted, got time for Ted? Go ahead quickly, Ted.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, I just want to let you know that Trudeau, the feelings of Trudeau Canada are very similar to what we have for Biden here. I was in a public restroom in Nova Scotia 2 days ago, and the guy at the urinal next to me, upon somebody farting, said, "Ah, kiss for Trudeau."
So, thank you, Ted, for sharing that with us, I think. But, you know, the thing was, Trudeau, I know he only got 30-some percent of the vote, but he's still been reelected to a new term, so there you go. People couldn't have been that angry about it, about him and his overreaction and his blackface, etc. I'm Howie Carr.